Dr. Cliff, there's more there there. You've heard some of these phrases, such as Bill Clinton's, it depends what the meaning of is, or a frequent phrase used to counter investigations. There's no there there. Well, I'm here to tell you there is more there there. I was talking with a young checker in the supermarket about brain dynamics for a number of reasons of concern of his. When he spaces out, he's kind of uncomfortable with that. He said, we all space out. So I was mentioning to him that sometimes the brain will know more or sooner than the rest of the person. There's a new little test where there's a button to push, and you plan on pushing it when you count down to five and see what happens. Just see what happens as you're counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and then the hand starts moving before you even intended to, and then 1. Okay, the button's pushed. So he's a bit uncomfortable with that. And the next day I said, you know, there's different parts of the body that if something's getting burned over flame, the hand will immediately pull away. And the brain is causing that. See, sometimes it's the brain. Sometimes it's even between the brain and the limb. We also know sometimes the heart has its own way of selecting beats, as well as the brain itself helping with that, or the foundation of that. So in thinking over these physiological and these technical brain dynamics, it really also comes down to our own consciousness. And my kind of favorite area, or crucial area, the inner core, the still soft voice. And how do I introduce the idea there's more there there, and then prove it? Yeah, there is more there than we think in our consciousness. So those who would be most against this would be religious atheists. You know, those who are really invested in disproving a spiritual energy. Or other people, very oppositional people, are interested in disproving anything, and especially something that has extra meaning in it. So I could see taking one of those people, sitting them down, if they're willing, and somewhat agreeable in their opposition, and doing some gestalt work where we try to get a question answered that they cannot answer themselves. And then suddenly, through imagery, through finding the inner core image, or even through deep or moderate hypnosis or gestalt work, coming up with an answer for them and from them that they never thought of. To me, that's second nature, but to them, that would be shocking. And hopefully, if they're not fighting it too much and rationalizing it away, hopefully that would prove that there's more there.